NTD Radio News. I'm Blake Ovard. A little over a week ago, the Cloudcroft Police Department was at full staff with the addition of two new officers. But now, one officer, Chris Swanson, has been placed on paid administrative leave, and one of the newly hired officers, Daniel Sepulveda, has been relieved of duties with the department. Neither Police Chief Rolando Hernandez or Mayor Tim King gave reasons behind the actions. In addition, Village Clerk Jolynn McTeague was dismissed from her position by a unanimous vote of the Village Council. Newly hired Utilities Clerk Ashley White was sworn in as interim village clerk. The second of two charges filed against a former Roswell police officer accused of stalking a former girlfriend have been dropped. A notice was filed in the New Mexico 5th Judicial District Court dismissing, with prejudice, the disorderly conduct charge against Thomas Troy, 21, of Roswell. Last month, prosecutors also dismissed a stalking charge in the same case. Elijah Medina, 43, who was charged with the murder in connection with the death of his mother 4 years ago at Roswell, was acquitted by a jury on Friday. 3 hours after they started deliberation, the jury returned with a not guilty verdict on one count each of second-degree murder and tampering with evidence. The jurors also reached a not guilty verdict on one count of voluntary manslaughter that the jury was allowed to choose as an alternative to the second-degree murder charge. And Lincoln County Sheriff's deputies worked with Border Patrol last week to chase down, stop, and arrest a carload of individuals suspected of or already wanted for a variety of smuggling, immigration, and other crimes. Deputies managed to locate the vehicle south of Carrizozo and signaled it to pull over. The vehicle failed to immediately yield and began to drive under the posted speed limit, a news release from the department stated. The Border Patrol took custody of all individuals in the vehicle. The release stated the four illegal aliens would be deported while the driver, a U.S. citizen, is being held on charges of alien smuggling. The sheriff's office added charges based on moving violations observed during the arrest. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.